Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. I'm Shane Northrup.
And I'm Pauline.
And today we're going to talk to you guys about Arrested Development, American Horror Story, The Get Down, Power, and if we have a little bit of extra time, some controversy with South Park.
Yes.
So to get us started off, Arrested Development has arrived in its fifth season?
Yes. So it's supposedly going to be, it's in the works for being in the works, if something can be that way, because so they have officially had four seasons.
Yes.
As everyone knows, but it's been a while since the fifth season, like we're waiting for, and we've been told that there's going to be a fifth season, but so far nothing has come up of it. And
right,
a lot of it does have to do with the fact that a lot of the actors now have, and actresses have, so many, like, you know, they're dabbling in so many other
right.
projects. So one of the big problems that Netflix is having right now is actually being able to get the cast, you know, and it's not
right.
that. And, you know, Jessica Walter did say that, you know, Netflix wants to have another season. The actors and actresses involved want to have another
yeah.
season.
Well, and they set up the last season. They set up to have another.
Right.
You know, so just to give you a little bit of idea on who some of these guys are. Is mm-hmm. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, Michael Cera, David Cross, Jeffrey Tambor, Tori Hall and Jessica Walter, or just to name
right.
a few of the people that are in there. And they're always, like, most of the people, especially like Michael Cera and Will Arnett,
mm-hmm.
are
yeah.
always doing stuff.
Something.
They're always in everything. And so it's really hard for them to, like, work around their schedules. And so it's really interesting. If you've ever seen this show, if you don't know what the show is, it's about a family who's all trying to keep together during all this craziness. And it is an absurd show. It is bizarre.
But it's lots of laughs.
Yeah, it's really hard to explain what the show is about
mm-hmm.
without it being sounding terrible. Like, the dad
right.
owns a company and it, like, goes under and it gets sued, and so, like, Michael Bluth is trying to kind of hold the family together, and it's bizarre. I think one of the best things about it is Tobias Fouque, his character, and his wife Lindsay Fluke. They're just, it's the shenanigans. But last season, so what they had to do, because of the fact that season four was kind of in this weird place, like, so Arrested Development first started in 2003, and then after three seasons it got canceled.
Right.
Well, Netflix picked it up for a fourth season in 2013, so that's 10 years later. And so the 2013 one takes place during the 2008 market crash, and because of trying to get everybody to work on it, they had to do it in a very weird episodic way where all of these things are happening at the same time, but different characters aren't exactly reacting with everyone. Because like in the original show, it was split up to where everything was kind of happening at once in an episode, and you got to see all the different characters in the episode. Well, mm-hmm. these ones are more character focused, like more focused around one of the characters each episode, or two or three of the characters in each episode. And it eventually all goes into one big mishap at the end. And it left us on a bit of a cliffhanger. So I'm actually kind of excited to see where they're going to take it, and if it's going to even happen. I think they said, didn't like they say they're hoping to shoot sometime around 2017?
Yes. And so they are hoping, you know, that the early half of 2017 to kind of get started. And Jessica Walter did say that everybody is on board. Like, there's no actual dates of anything to start it. And so that's why it's kind of like still kind of murky. But she, you know, rest assured, she did say everybody is on board, which is nice, because sometimes that does lead to production problems when not everybody's in agreement, when some characters don't want to come back for whatever reasons. But luckily, everybody is on board. And so that's kind of like the really nice thing about it. And then the creator, Mitch Hurwitz, he also did say that he's also very excited, you know, and like the writers, the actors, so it's nice, because it's nice to know that everybody wants this to happen, that they are trying to make it happen.
Do too.
Yeah.
The show is ridiculous. Like, it's one of those shows that like it has a big cult following.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those shows where there's nothing like it. Like, there is nothing like this show. It is bizarre and wacky, but like in a really good way, you know?
Right.
You know, it's actually interesting that you brought up that nobody wants to leave and everybody's on board for the show. Like, this is one of those shows that I'm really surprised they were able to keep the whole cast.
Yeah, and for so long.
You know, like Fuller House, I believe the Olsen twins don't want to be on Full House. And then
Fuller House.
And then they just lost another cast member that they have to replace.
Right.
Or like most sitcoms do, especially ones from like the 90s. If the next person doesn't want to be on there, something tragic happens to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they just, or we just hear like a flashback story of how they're dead. Went
now.
To college or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the excuse in Blue's Clues?
Yes.
Like the excuse for Steve. I remember like waking up one morning and just realizing that.
Who is this man?
Steve wasn't there anymore. I'm like, what happened to Steve?
Right.
And my mom's like, well, he went to college. And I'm like, well, it's not Blue's Clues without Steve.
Or my perfect, or better yet, when Fresh Prince decided just to change Aunt Vivian, just put in a whole new character and still call her Aunt Vivian.
Oh,
and just like we weren't going to notice that she was an entirely different woman.
Right. So living in their house, eating their food.
She wasn't a new wife. She was just Aunt Vivian, but we're just going to substitute a new actress for her. So
that's almost racist.
So they literally just put her in. They were like, copy, paste, new person, go. So, you know.
Well, that's how I felt about Blue's Clues.
Exactly.
Who is this guy eating Steve's cereal? Who is this guy sitting in Steve's?
He has like a new name, though, at least. Joe?
Yeah, Joe or something like that.
I feel like it was Joe. But like they just, Aunt Vivian, like as if we, you know, like they just pulled the wool over our eyes. It was still the same woman.
Why is this guy taking care of Blue? Why is this guy in Steve's house? Like, get a new set, get a new dog.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. And why would
Green's
we just leave
clues.
Blue?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry. That was a bad segue. So another thing that is coming out pretty soon, American Horror Story Season 6.
Yes.
Now, we are recording today on the 14th, so the show has not been developed yet. When you guys are listening to this, it might already be out. So, yeah, that's something that just kind of keep in mind. So we don't know anything really about the show, about its theme. Now, each season of American Horror Story has a different theme. Have you ever watched any of the other seasons?
I have. I really fell in love with the series watching season one.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, and one thing that I actually really like about American Horror Story is that I don't watch scary movies. I don't really watch horror movies. And so my parents actually watched the show first. And my dad was like, I think you can handle this. Like, you know, especially with season one, he was like, it's more of, you know, he's like, it wasn't too scary. He's like, I think you can handle it. And it came out when I was away for college. So, you know, I had a lot of, not a lot of free time, but it was good because I could watch, the season was already completely out.
Yeah.
So I could, you know, just kind of like binge watch it. And I did, I really love American Horror Story. And the first one, I watched the first season over again multiple times just because I really, really love the first season.
The first season was really great. Like, it was something special, especially for someone who enjoyed horror movies. Mm-hmm. Like, it's set up more for people who don't watch horror movies.
Yeah,
but, like, you could appreciate it as a horror fan for the first season.
It's safe enough for us people like me who don't really do it, you know.
The second season, on the other hand, started off kind of strong, but then they had way too many plots going on. I'll argue this to my death, because people like to fight me about this kind of thing.
Right.
Like, people are like, oh, I love that it had so many things. We didn't need aliens on top of demon nuns, on top of killer Santa Clauses, on top of...
a tad bit much.
On top of, like, torturous nuns, on top of, like, all of these different things were going on at the same time. There was a guy who was, like, an ex-Nazi, like, war criminal that was working there, and I'm like, okay, like, why do we have all of this stuff going on? There, like, there was a guy who was, like, a serial killer, just like Ed Gein. Like, the thing that bothered me about season two was just there was too much, and not all of it got concluded.
Right. You know,
there were some plots that I liked better than other plots. And what a lot of it seemed to me as a fan of horror movies is a lot of stuff being mashed in from everywhere. Like, there was a little bit of Texas Chainsaw Massacre in there. There was a little bit of The Omen in there. And it's like, okay, I've seen this before. And I understand that the audience isn't exactly my kind of person. But it was a little insulting that they'd resell me a lot of the same stuff that I've seen a million times. Just a little bit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I didn't hate season two. Season three, however. So season three was definitely not made for me whatsoever. Like, season three, it started out okay, but, like, one, the cinematography was atrocious. Like, they do things like flip the camera upside down and go through a room and, like, spin around. And I'm like, is this necessary?
Yeah.
The answer is no. It was not motivated. Now, it kind of became like there were different things going on, but nothing stuck, you know? At least in season two, the plot line stuck through to the end. Well, then there was, like, a plot about some boy who was being sewn together, but, like, they kind of ditched it halfway through. And then there was, like, a plot with this one character who was falling in love with this guy, and she dies halfway through.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then she becomes a ghost. And then all of a sudden, there's some sort of, like, cocaine-induced voodoo demon.
Right.
Like, it was all over the place. And at one point, I just, like, towards the end, I didn't even finish the season.
Right.
I just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited for the circus one, which is season four, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, because the hotel is season five. Yes.
Now, I haven't seen season four or season five. I've been meaning to go and watch them, but I've just been so focused on Star Trek that I haven't watched season four and season five. It looks cool, and I've been told that it's good, and I've also been told negative things about it as well.
Yeah, I didn't hear too much. I didn't hear of the people that I've spoken to who watched season five, which I was actually kind of excited about for season five. I didn't get that much positive feedback on season five.
I've been told by some of my friends, my girlfriend included, that I would probably enjoy season five the most because she didn't like season five all that much. She's like, I feel like you would appreciate it more than anybody. Like,
so perhaps that's why all my friends are more on her side with it.
Yeah. Well, she didn't like season three either. But I know a lot of the female fans did enjoy the coven thing. My problem is I came to see horror. I didn't come to see, what is it, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
So that kind of bothered me a little bit. But I am excited about the season. Like, all that we're getting, these little snippets and these little trailers.
I know. They're doing a really good job, though, of keeping it, like, under wraps. But I like it.
Well, and
I like it.
The thing that I loved about American Horror Story, if anything, is the opening title sequences are super creepy.
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Yes. You know, so they do a really good job.
I used to always skip that.
Those are my favorite parts.
Yes.
I would watch a lot of. The only reason I stuck with season three as long as I did was just so I could watch the opening title sequence.
They are pretty creepy.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
So well done. So we are coming up on a break, ladies and gentlemen, and when we get back, we're going to get down with the get down.
Yes.
So stick around.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. Now that we're back, before we dive deep down into the nitty-gritty about what the Get Down is, I was really curious, Polly, what were your first impressions of
the Get Down? I thought it looked like pretty fun. I was like, oh, this is actually going to be kind of fun. You know, it's kind of like, it struck me as a coming-of-age type.
Yeah.
You know, show and kind of the whole dealing with just things that you deal with when you're like a teenager slash young adult and trying to decide what you're going to do, when you're going to do it. Who are you worried about impressing? Are you worried about yourself mostly? So it kind of just like struck me as that kind of a thing, like a coming of age story.
Right.
But it did seem like it was going to be a lot of fun and that it kind of struck me aback when we were discussing the length of the episodes just because they kind of varied. So it's not really like it's not like a typical series where you right. know that they're all going to be 30 minutes or all going to be an hour. And of course, the first episode was quite long. You know, it was like the introductory episode.
Yeah,
it was
like an hour and 39
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, it's like a movie. That's how long Morgan was. We talked about
yeah.
yeah, you know.
Although I enjoyed so, the Get Down much better.
So, you know, that was kind of like interesting to me because – but then, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know. But – I thought it was going to be a lot of fun.
It does matter. Yeah. You matter.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that when I first heard about the Get Down, it was from other people. And they kind of described it a little bit because this was before the show got dropped. And so it's a six-part series on Netflix. I would almost consider it a miniseries because of how long each episode is. The episodes can vary anywhere from an hour and 39 minutes to 39 minutes. Like – they can be shorter or longer depending on how, I guess, the episode feels it needs to be. Now, when I was introduced to this, it was introduced to me as Jaden Smith in a blaxploitation film. If you're not familiar with what a blaxploitation film
right.
is, it's kind of like in the 70s, there was a big number of films trying to promote, like, you know, black is beautiful, black
right.
power, that
right.
kind of thing. And I love those kind of films. It's usually like mm-hmm. a really smooth shaft like you know character who you know with the belt buckle and he's you
of
know
course,
got the fro
the
and
fro.
The turtleneck and he's got the revolver and he's beating up the bad guys.
Yes.
Now that's what my first impressions were now this is mind you before I watched the trailer.
Right.
So before I watched the trailer I had just seen like cover art, I'd heard people talk about it a little bit and that sort of thing. So I was kind of under the impression that it was going to be a blaxploitation thing, and although there is some martial arts and guns and stuff in the show itself, it doesn't really focus on that. So if that's what you're looking for, then that's not what you're going to get. What you are going to get, though, is an excellent show about it's very musical-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a rapper singing – like it starts with a rapper singing about his life in the 70s living in the Bronx. So they're in a poor neighborhood. This character Ezekiel is too smart for his own good, but he doesn't really want to impress anybody with it. Like he kind of wants to stay low-key about how smart he is. And he meets up with this guy, Shaolin Fantastic, who he is a street artist and he's an aspiring DJ, and they decide to kind of like form a band kind of
right.
a thing. And it's about their struggles. Now, it's not just about him. There's also Miley Cruz, who her character, or Mylene Cruz, her character wants to get into singing disco. And so she comes from a Puerto Rican background.
Right.
And Ezekiel really likes Mylene. Now, I'll get into that a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
Because the cinematography and everything is great in the film. And I love, like, some of the street gangs and stuff like that they bring in, because it reminds me of – have you ever seen The Warriors?
Yes.
That's a sci-fi movie we might want to talk about on a sci-fi podcast in the future, because The Warriors is an excellent piece of cinema history. Such a good movie. It reminds me a little bit of The Warriors. They use a lot of stock footage from the 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, I thought so.
It's kind of cool. Like, a lot of their exterior shots are establishing shots are done from that actual time. Footage from that time.
And I like it when shows do that.
Oh yeah, it's
I love
great.
That. Yeah,
and
I like
so you know, he's kind of stuck in between this sort of the get down kind of life, like the DJ life, mm-hmm. and being a smart kid and that sort of thing. And you know, it's a really interesting show. I'm really enjoying it, to be perfectly honest. Like, I sat through 5 episodes last night, and I just kept going
for it.
I don't think this will be the kind of thing that I'll revisit, because I'm not as big a fan. Like, I like his story much more than I like Mylene, the Puerto Rican girl. Mostly just because I feel like everybody around her, and I'm not going to try to give away too much.
I know.
Everybody around her is just so like, oh, you're so great, and you're such a church girl, and everybody
does not liking her.
Everything in their power, and there are girls like this, so like it doesn't bother me, but I just don't like her character, mm-hmm. and not because it's written poorly. It's actually written really well, and the fact that I don't like her character is a testament to how good this is, because they wrote in a character that I personally won't like, but other people probably will relate to her, and that. Is it, like, they're real people,
right?
You know, they
exactly.
do good things. They
sometimes
do bad things.
You like them, and
right, but like her parents do everything for her. Her uncle does everything for her, and I know she has a little bit of problems with her dad,
right?
But like everybody in her life just revolves around her,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's a little annoying that like Ezekiel will want to go and hang out with Shaolin Fantastic, or want to go and take care of business with Shaolin Fantastic, and she's just like really mad that he would even bother to hang out
right.
with him, and
it's like, exactly.
Okay, you got to let him have his friends. And, like, she strings him on for a long time, too. Now, there are some little plots and stuff that I kind of wish would get kind of done a little bit more. Like, there's a lot of little sub-things going on and things that you'd think would be part of, like, the main story but kind of just be it pushed to the side for later. Hopefully they come back later.
Mm-hmm.
The cast is fantastic. Justin Smith is great. Now, one of the things that bothers me a little bit, let me tell it to you.
Yes.
So
I love this part.
It was sold to me as Jaden Smith's show.
Yes.
It was sold to me as like, and I was like, I heard Jaden Smith and this kind of 1970s in the Bronx type thing. And I, of course, thought, well, Jaden Smith does martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll probably do some martial
Karate
arts.
Karate Kid.
You know, and then, no, Jaden Smith is barely in it. Like, he's kind of a side character.
Right, he's not really.
Every time he's on screen, he looks like he's going to cry.
Oh, yeah. So
he always does
really
that. It was like that in After Earth, and it was like that in The Karate Kid.
Yeah, he did cry in The Karate Kid, I think.
He always looks like, there'll be a part where like a character.
Like, it looks like his eyes are just always quivering. Like,
yeah. He like,
maybe
and
his
that
eyes
little
do
like,
just quiver.
Like Wi-Fi thing he does with his head.
He scrunches up his forehead.
So like, there's like, you know, he wants to be a street artist too. And there's a scene where he meets another street artist. And the street artist is like, oh my God, you're this guy? And he's like, oh my God, you're Thor? And like,
right.
He, like, when he's like, when the other guy is like telling him how great he is, like, he like scrunches up his forehead and looks like he's about to cry. And that's like the only, like,
maybe
real
scene.
Maybe
that's just
you see
his
him
look.
In. I don't know, maybe. But
he does look like a quiverer.
Yeah. But I thought this was going to be more about him. Well, it's not.
Right.
Justin Smith is the main character, and he does a fantastic job. So does Shameik Moore, who is Shaolin Fantastic. And so, yeah, like, they're learning how to be DJs. They're figuring it out, and it's pretty great. If you enjoy this kind of thing, And this is your cup of tea, I would say give it a try.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's ranked really highly. Rotten Tomatoes has given it a really good score. So has IMDb. I think IMDb gave it like a 8.6, which is pretty good. So if this is your kind of thing, you want to watch a pretty cool show about DJs and disco in the Bronx in the 70s and that sort of thing with a little bit of history tied in.
Yeah, I like it when they kind of add in history to shows, especially when they're time place shows. I like that.
Then I'd say give it a try. It's definitely worth a look. So that is all the time we have for this segment. When we come back, we're going to talk to you guys about Power. And possibly a little bit of South Park. So yeah, stick around.
Definitely got to talk about South Park.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast. And so I kind of wanted to discuss Power. And Power is a series on Stars, so it kind of has a little bit more of like a longer leash when it gets to talk about certain things. And it's currently on season 3. And now I'm not going to give any spoilers about season 3 because I personally, am behind on season 3 as we speak right now. So I don't even really know. I've seen the first 3 episodes, but so I'm not going to be able to discuss anything that's current when it comes to the show. But okay, I did get to enjoy the first 2 seasons. And when I first discovered Power, the first 2 seasons were already out. So I was able to do my favorite thing and binge watch all the way through. And Power episodes are an hour long, which again is, I've always said this and I will always say this, I love it when shows are an hour long. I love it.
And I will repeat myself when I say
I knew.
I'm sorry, I just have to. Hour long shows are great for serious stuff. So stuff like Power, perfect.
Right.
Stuff like The Get Down, perfect. I don't want an hour of Arrested Development.
Okay. Okay, I can agree with you on that. Yes.
How long are American Horror Story episodes an hour?
I think that they are an hour.
Okay. I feel like those could be half an hour.
No, not American Horror Story.
I don't know. I feel like if they trimmed some of the fat, it might be better.
Well, so Power is it's centered around Ghost and his life, James St. Patrick.
Yes.
And I love, well, first of all, it has like the whole, you know, money, drugs, violence, sex, all that people want in a show. Like, all, yeah, you know, like,
all wrapped up into one.
All wrapped up. And music and nightlife and hip hop, all that. You know, it's all. And people have said that, like, Power is kind of like the grown up version of, like, Empire. I don't know if you guys have seen Empire, but I think it's a tad bit different only because there's not so much of the hip hop aspect. It's not like a musical. Like, he's not going to bust out in song at any point. So, but anyways, so Power is about Ghost, and he has built a fortune off of his, like, drug dealing and being kind of like that head honcho who designates, you know, he's over other drug dealers, basically. He's moved up in the ranks and has established himself, but he's trying to get clean. Like, he's trying to branch out and actually be, like, a legit businessman and...
So kind of like your old mobster films in a sense, right?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Kind of like your Godfathers and Scarfaces.
True, yeah. So like, you know, and he's trying to break out. But of course, you know, the secrets of the past and the people that he's dealt with before never quite let him alone. And of course, in this one too, which I was very excited in the beginning of Power when it was like he was married and he had a family and he had kids and all that. And I was like, oh, like, you know, family man. But of course, you can't ever let a family stick together. Somebody either has to die or somebody has to get divorced, right? So he's currently...
Somebody cheats, right?
Somebody always cheats. You can't just have like the family be an untouchable nucleus. Like it has to get somehow shaken up on
TV. You should watch F is for Family.
And so I will definitely look into that. So of course his old town lover comes back into town, but the cool thing, and I don't think this is quite a spoiler because, you know, you can, especially it's exposed, I believe, in season one, early on in season one. But his new lover adds in some difficulties for him in trying to make it out of this lifestyle and be what he calls like legit. Like he wants to go legit. He owns clubs and things like that. So he wants to change the way that he's bringing money in, and kind of, and it has a lot of drama. There's a lot of killing in it, of course. Like people are dying. There's a lot of violence. There's a lot of I like that stories, like, you know, storylines and things that happen in episodes get stretched out between episodes. They're not resolved. Problems aren't resolved in just one episode. Like they stretch out. It has a really good blend of characters. There's another girlfriend to his main man, Tommy. Her name is Holly. She annoys the heck out of me. But you always have to have that one character that people don't really like, but she just doesn't seem to go away. You know, she keeps coming back and things like that. And
did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
I did. I did watch a little bit of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Skyler.
Yeah, yes.
She's the Skyler of the show.
Yes, and it always bothers me that they always make it the girl, and she like...
Yeah.
She's not dumb, but she's not smart. And so like when they give her some information or give her, you know, some responsibility, she blows it because then she falls back on like emotion and love and all that. And I'm just like, Holly.
Why can't that ever be a male character?
Yeah, I'm like,
you know?
Holly, come on. That's part of the reason why I don't like her, because I'm like, Holly, you're dumb. Like, stop being dumb. But, you know, you always have that add in. But then they also do have a really strong female character well. So it's a nice balance.
They should.
But she kind of, you know, falters because of love, too. And that kind of bothers me. But, you know, it
love.
Happens. Happens. Sticky
the worst
love.
Of emotions.
I know. So Power is a lot of fun. It has, like I said, a lot of drama. It does have in some like thrills and some mystery with it. And Ghost, it's centered around Ghost in his life. And you can't help but fall for Ghost a little bit. You see like the humanized side of the drug dealer, even though, you know, he is a drug dealer. But they don't really, and they show his violent side when it comes to like his money and things like that. So you kind of, it's kind of like the, with Pablo Escobar, you see the human.
Narcos a little bit.
Yes. You see his human side and you see him at home with his family and the way that he treats his kids and things like that. So you get that side. But then at the same time, his boys are out there hurting people because of drugs and stuff. So I just personally like it because I really enjoy, the action of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, which I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I do like it when, like, you know, somebody crosses him and then he goes and gets him, you know, like.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why we watch these shows, right?
So, you know, that's personally mine. One reason why I like it. And I just want to see what's going to happen next, of course.
I didn't know if you know this, but you know, 50 Cent is
a producer. And yeah. 50 Cent, he plays Kanan in the show.
Cool.
And, he does make some cameos. Like, he has a pretty good size role. He doesn't take over, but he is kind of like a medium character. He's not a little character, but he's not necessarily at this time. He does play a part in Ghost's life, but he doesn't take it over, which I kind of like, because I don't like it sometimes when like the producers then when
are
they
the main act.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like whatever. So
this last season just premiered on July 17th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And Starz has renewed Power for a fourth and fifth season.
Yes, which I'm very excited about because that just means that it's going to keep growing and like developing. So I've seen a lot of sides to the characters. And if you've watched Power, we've seen a lot of different aspects. We've seen the good, the bad, the ugly of a lot of the characters involved. But it's kind of nice because they're going to be able to keep developing these characters and show different facets of each one of them, which I really, really like. So that's that on Power. If you haven't seen it, I mean, check it out. It does have a lot of It does sometimes get kind of, it doesn't get gory, but it is kind of violent. Like some of the stuff that he does. And I'm like, dude, that was that all necessary? But, you know.
Well, it's about a drug dealer.
And the drug, I was going to say, in the drug world, it's always necessary. So, but we did want to kind of talk a little bit also before wrapping up the episode on South Park. And South Park.
What is it? Season 20?
I was going to say, it's season 20. So, everybody kind of, even if you don't watch South Park religiously, you've seen clips of it at least.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know of it, whether it's because you know of it because you know that you'll never watch that show because you're like, I'm not into that and I'm not going to do that. Or you watch it because you think it's hilarious. And
I love how like people keep getting like surprised and shocked by the things that they're doing.
Like,
and
I'm South Park.
You should know by now that they're going to do everything
they can.
They're
going to press the envelope.
Because the more press they get, the more fuel to the fire.
Yes.
The more you freak out about something.
And I know people will even like watch certain episodes because they're like, oh, I heard this happen in this episode. But you're watching the episode
now.
Yeah,
you're giving them money.
Yeah. So it's like, I can't believe.
If you think this is a problem, if you think South Park is a problem, which God help you if you do, you're part of the problem. Like if you're the one like going and watching it and doing these
and
things
talking
and
about
it,
things,
you know,
right,
like, all you're doing is feeding the flame.
Exactly.
Which is fine for people like me because I love the show.
And so right, and so of course there has been a little bit of, there's been talks about what the next, like this upcoming season is going to be about. And so they have released a clip from the, I believe it's the first, yeah, it's the first clip from the season's opener. So the 20th season, excuse me, opener. And it's centered around Colin Kaepernick's controversial stance that he has going on right now with his protests and everything, because he's sitting through the Star Spangled Banner. If you don't know, now you know. I'm sure you may have heard it somewhere.
You've probably heard it. It's a pretty big deal.
News, yeah, it's around. And so, of course, they could not gloss over this. You know, they could
not
discuss this. And so, and they basically are taking shots at Colin in this first episode. So
they take shots at everybody.
I'm sure. Exactly. You know, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe.
At the end, what was it that they were singing in the anthem? Like
they were basically singing the Star Spangled Banner, but changing kind of like the words,
right,
to deal with his situation.
Well, and at the end, they're like, he's not even a good player anyway.
And then yeah, they did they poked at his athleticism. They did, and so
I'm definitely not putting him on my fantasy football team.
It's definitely going to. It was kind of like of course that's just a teaser that we've seen, so
right.
It's sure to be. And it's, you can't, I know that the creators and the writers and all of that for South Park are not going to allow their 20th season to be anything but the biggest controversy. Like, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
They're not going to allow it.
You know,
to.
What's great too is how in depth and into detail they go. Like, they'll make fun of presidential, national, like,
no, and that's
stuff.
That is
and,
one
and
thing.
They'll like pick out the people like to the key.
Yes, and I do. That is one thing that I do like about South Park is that nobody is exempt.
Oh no,
you
nobody.
Know, and that kind of makes it. If you could be fair and square, that makes it fair and square when comes to touching on topics and to making fun of people.
We should be able to joke about these things. That's my thing. Like in my personal opinion, I think that we should be able to joke about, because without humor, how do we get through life? Like, you know, how can you exist without being able to laugh at something?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And even laughing at yourself sometimes is,
oh yeah.
You have to do it.
You know, I'm sure he's probably cracking up about it. He's probably not that mad about it.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think he either, who knows whether or not he'll watch it, but
yeah.
I think that if he does hear about it or if he's introduced to the clip, that it's not going to, you know, I don't, who knows? He might even like South Park. So
South
he might
Park.
Be honored that he's going to be, you know, a topic of conversation in their episode.
Well, South Park also has a lot to deal with race. And I know that that particular episode is going to deal a lot about what's going on in America and that sort
of thing.
Yeah,
and they stay really relevant with South Park, which I love.
Yeah. I know, like, it's fun to go back and watch it so that you can remember about
what
some of the old
are
things.
Going,
that,
yeah,
some of
the
things that happened.
Things that were such big deals at that time.
But one of the things that I've seen some pictures from the new season, and one of the things that I saw was Cartman had a shirt that said "Token Lives Matter."
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's causing up quite a bit of a storm as well. So, like South Park or not, it's a thing. It's going to be coming out
right
pretty soon here. And that about wraps up our show. We've talked to you guys about Arrested Development, American Horror Story, The Get Down, Power, and some of the controversial stuff going on about South Park.
Yes.
So I'm Shane Northrup.
And I'm Pauline.
And where can you find us?
You can find us on our network website, gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And the really cool thing is you can listen to this episode again, future episodes, and even re-listen to all of our old episodes, too. If you, you know, look us up. We're everywhere. You can find us on anything. Whatever you're on, we're on it, too.
Yep. So stay saucy.